I got one fellow they call him Muhammad. Well, he does look like a Muhammad. He's got the blank hair, and he got, and then he got your dishwashers. You got your cooks and waitresses. Now, those are the people that can really give you a story. Now, you know, I was going to tell you, you should have try and come around here someday when they got this boy back here with this classes. I mean, now, this is a place here, really. And ask him if he could go ahead and do a story about him. You know, about them working with the children back there. Because really, it's a wonderful program there. And you got people coming in and out of here all day long. Very prominent people, you know, just to go back there because they jog, they take exercise. And believe me, they really insincere what they're doing. They play racquetball, they play basketball. And now they got this school, Madonna Manor and Hope Haven, for over the river. They come over here every Wednesday. And those are children, you know, that will have a little defect in their speech or they're hard of hearing. And they got a young boy back there that works out with them. They play ball. And they can lip read, and he corresponds with them. And I'll tell you, you really would enjoy yourself just looking at them and watching those kids. And you have the nuns come with them. They got somebody else. And I usually get a pass to go back there and see them because I know two of those young boys that come there. And they'll do anything to win, you know, like the sister tells you. She said, you know, they'll buy their people. Well, that's what it's only natural with children, you know how they will. They'll do anything to win. But it's amazing to see this young boy, how he can correspond with them. And they boys and girls together. You see, that's Madonna Manor, and they got Hope Haven. And they play this big indoor ball, and then they go swimming, scuba diving. And it's, I got Mr. and I got Mr. and I got Mr. That's the gentleman behind the desk there. And I'm proud to tell you, you get a nice story out of this place. Just with those, you know, what they're doing around there. Because I think they're doing a wonderful deal with this children. But to get a really interesting story, though, is down there by the hardwood. I think you would laugh. There would be a lot of humor to it, that's one thing.
Because what?
Humor. You know, some of the characters that you come into. And I'll tell you, they got them, they're from all sections of America, you just will say.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not,
Are they rich people, or are they just...
No, they just like they gave... Well, the ones that come in there now, they got different class of people. But I'm talking about the working class, the ones that work in there. And you can sit in there and believe it, you can laugh. You want to go down there. But sometimes you probably have to turn your tape off. It would burn your ears, you understand?
Tell me about some more about when you were coming up here.
Well, I'll tell you what. You see, you don't hear these places anymore. Out there in that part of town, they used to call it a PV. That was a public bath. You could go in there and take a swim. But before you got into that swimming pool, you had to go upstairs and take a shower. And come down. If you didn't take a shower, that man used to bump you with that big cat nine tail. And the boys was on a Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and you went skinny dipper, no bathing suit. The girls went Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, but they had to wear a bathing suit. Now, across the street, they had a stave yard and a coal yard, you know, a stone coal. And after we came out, well, we used to like swimming so much, we'd go over and rub some of that stuff on us and go back in there. But the man was smart. He used to rub our hand like that. He said, "Yo, we're just in there. Get out." We'd go home, we'd be so dirty, then we'd get the hell beat out of us.